ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Fast fashion is a phrase used to describe the trend of low-cost garments sold by multinational brands. Bulk buying of short-lived microtrends has caused fashion to become the second largest polluter on the planet. However, young people across the country have been turning this culture of rapid production, turnover and waste on its head. An example of this creativity is the annual Junk Couture competition. It challenges young people to upcycle materials into high-end couture garments. Junk Couture's slogan is "The future is circular," and it brings together students across Europe to see often disregarded materials through a new lens. One Limerick school has an incredible track record in this competition. Students at Colossian and O'Neill have frequently been awarded top prizes for their designs, and many students involved have gone on to make waves in the design industry. I met students Aisha Khan, Kajida Bibi, and art teacher Sarah Nestor, who gave me a tour of their incredible art room. It's home to their archive of beautiful garments and the newly nominated piece Tons of Tradition, which has made it through to the World Finals in London. I began by asking when the team started to work on the project.
We started like 6 months ago on this outfit called Tons of Tradition, and like we worked really hard on it like for 6 months continuously, and then we got up to the regionals, and after the regional we got up to Dublin, and then in Dublin we got selected for the World Final. We are so excited.
Can you tell me a bit about the piece and what materials you used?
It's made of from ton bags, which is like also called bulk bags or builder's bag, which we'll often find on the roads, like with sand and stuff. And like we colored it, and then there's like it's inspired by traditional type of stitching, and there on the top there's wire wrapped in the wool, and then we stick that in, stitched it on the piece.
Oh, it's lovely. I love the keys as well.
Yeah, the keys are from school lockers.
So how long did it take you to work on this piece?
6 months.
Wow. We had no clue we'd be up here, like in the Dublin finals. Like, it was really surprising.
Yeah, the colours are amazing. As you said, traditional. What traditions did you draw from?
It's like from the ancient type of tradition, like stitching. It's the top headpiece is inspired by the Huck embroidery, which is really hard. Like, it's really a small piece, but it like took us over a week to make. And then the rest are like normal type of stitching, but like it's inspired by ancient type of stitching.
Okay, and Lano Nagel has an amazing tradition of junk couture. How did you get involved in it, Sarah?
Well, I suppose I did fashion in the Limerick School of Art and Design, and then I went into teaching and came to Colossian and Lano Nagel. The competition was already very active here, and so I took it over then, and it's really, we've been doing it for 12 years, so it's part of the tradition of the school now.
And do you take extra time? Is it class time or is it a voluntary thing? How do you students get involved?
The transition years are timetabled for 3 classes a week, and we try and get, let's say, the pattern cutting, the ideas, brainstorming,
the sketches
done in school.
What made you pick this material? Was it any particular, did you see builders buy
something? We wanted to highlight the construction industry because we wanted to give like something, make something unique out of it, to show people that like we can reuse stuff. So like to not let them like in landfills and stuff that led to like climate change. So
do you think more students are interested in sustainability?
Yeah, I think sustainable fashion is really a thing at the moment. If you look at the Vivienne Westwood, for example, who just died this year, her philosophy was you buy less, you buy well, you know, that we're contributing to, you know, fast fashion.
We use plastic and give like old stuff a new face, and to show people that we can reuse and recycle everything. It's also, the ton bags are made from really thick plastic, and plastic takes like over 400 years to like decompose, so we try to like make something unique out of it.
Wow, and I'm wondering, do you enjoy working here, coming down and working?
It's just because of Ms. Nestor here today, and we really appreciate her. She's really really supportive.
She's our role model. Yeah.
Well, it's easy when they're as good as this. And so when we found the ton bags, we learned they're only used once. And even though they're a really strong and durable plastic material, the building industry can't reuse them because they're not insured to be used twice. And so, like, the girls, you know, strongly believe that we know how strong that material is because we made the outfit out of it, you know, and you know how strong it is because you had to.
Yeah, it's really thick. It's really thick. Yeah. Like,
well, I could imagine that it was a disaster to
sew.
The first couple of weeks were hard to look at your as well.
Oh, congratulations. And what's the process like when you're going up to the competition? Was there great excitement to finally show the work?
Very excited. We were also nervous, but we were like, we came up to Dublin. If we didn't win, it's fine because we came up where we deserve to be.
Yeah.
And like the judges see our work, they appreciate us. It was really means a lot for us.
To learn more about slow fashion, Earth.org has resources to help you join a movement that can reduce the environmental footprint of the fashion industry. Junk Couture is open to 13 to 19 year olds and challenges young people to design, upcycle and create high-end fashion pieces from recycled materials. And to learn more how you can participate, see junkcouture.com.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.